Drop the Subject with Allie and James. Welcome. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Getting into another week here. And, you know, we were talking last week about, James, how you can... I learned so many wonderful things about you each and every day that we are on the radio together. And one thing that I learned recently is that you can sleep anywhere. You can fall asleep... in a club with pumping music, you can fall asleep with chainsaws all around you in a haunted mansion. It really doesn't matter. You can fall asleep very easily. I'm jealous because I've been having it. It takes me at least 30 minutes, if not an hour, a full hour to fall asleep almost every night. So,
whoa. Yikes. That's rough. I'm very, very sorry about that. I always feel very, very empathetic and bad for the people in my life who are that way, who can't fall asleep quickly.
Now, it got me thinking about Teslas because not a week goes by that I don't see some kind of a headline, usually coming out of the Bay Area, about somebody who has fallen asleep in their Tesla and has gotten pulled over, or the car is in Miami or whatever.
Pump your brakes, pun intended. Not every week. People are not falling asleep in Teslas every week.
They're all asleep.
We're not going to hate on the Tesla. Everyone says that. Look at all the accidents that happened in the autopilot. Yeah.
I didn't say accidents. I'm just saying everyone's sleeping.
Okay, carry on. Continue.
So, have you ever fallen asleep in your Tesla?
No. Actually, I haven't. Well, I should clarify. My Tesla doesn't have the... is not... this is going to come off like I'm an a-hole. My Tesla is not fancy. I have the stripped-down version of the Model 3, like just the basic whatever. So, it doesn't have autopilot or any of that fancy stuff. Chris has the really fancy Tesla. And that does all of those things. So definitely not while driving mine, because it would be like any other car. I would, you know, veer off and hit something or someone, unfortunately. I bet, though, that Chris has fallen asleep behind his. I would venture to say that, yes, he loves his autopilot as much as he loves me. And pre-COVID, he was driving a lot more. Like, he was back and forth between here and San Diego. So he was using that bad boy all the time, a couple times a week. I'm for sure he fell asleep behind it.
Okay. And you wouldn't have a problem with that if he was sleeping and you were in the passenger seat.
I would have all of the problem in the world with that.
Okay.
No, I get
so
really...
So you don't think people should be sleeping in their cars while they're driving?
Hell absolutely effing not. I hate autopilot. It makes me angry. I feel like you
Does
should...
Does it make you nervous?
Kind of, except for that it's still a better driver than Chris. So I'm still trusting the robot more than I trust my husband to drive. Because he's just a horrible driver. He's just
really
awful. Oh my God, he's just awful. So the car anticipates other people better than he does. So
he's like a late breaker.
Whatever. I can't even get into it because it's going to make me really, really angry. It also really makes me angry that people fall asleep behind their Teslas. I mean, this is a thing. Just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? And I have, after working nights in hospitals for years, I have fallen asleep multiple times driving home. And
whoa, really?
Oh, yeah. The worst was I was like, oh, here comes this intersection. This is an intersection I recall. The light is red. And the next thing I remember, I'm being woken up by someone knocking on my window. I am through the other side of the intersection, up on the curve, and I've hit a tree.
No, you hit a tree head on?
Yeah, kind of grazed the side of it. And I had at the time I was driving a 5-speed, like a stick shift. So I think I let both of my feet off of the pedals, which probably saved me. Cause then the car like turns off, right? It like geared off.
Yeah.
So I just like coasted into this tree. Yeah. So ever since then, I've always thought, well, in those types of situations, I might be okay with a little autopilot. Like, just got to get home, right?
Like it's definitely better than death. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Than being like that idiot who falls asleep because you've been up working night shift all night. But in general, when people don't need to be using autopilot just because they can or they want to drink their Starbucks or whatever, that drives me crazy.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that you are not a big fan of robots controlling every aspect of our lives. I have no problem with the autopilot and the car braking for me, the car maintaining a distance for me, anything to give me less work, I'm a fan of. But let's continue working. Working is always fun. And it is Monday, which means
on autopilot.
It is. Yeah, we're going to be on autopilot the
That's
entire
a
show,
funny
all right?
Story, Allie. Good job. Uh-huh.
You know, I don't care. It makes me feel good still, even if there's no heart.
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the subject with Allie and James. Happy to be with you on this Monday. Happy you are with us. And you can always interact with us at DTS Show on Twitter and on Instagram. Lots to get to on the show today, but wanted to, of course, talk about the biggest news over the weekend. Friday, I believe it was Friday afternoon, maybe around 4 o'clock, 4:30.
Yep.
You know, you get those dreaded notifications on your phones. You see RBG trending and you say, please no, please no, please no. And we learned that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away. And Let's Go There did a fantastic special on her life. And we wanted to talk about her life a little bit. I know that what's on a lot of people's minds right now is what the hell is going to happen with this open seat on the Supreme Court? What is the list looking like on behalf of the GOP? Are they going to try and squeeze someone through? Yes, they are. But we thought it would be doing Ruth Bader Ginsburg a disservice not to focus on all of the many, many accomplishments and the many wonderful things that she did throughout her career, especially when it came to gender equality. And we're just going to talk a little bit about some of those accomplishments. One quote that I wanted to read that you probably saw on your social media all weekend was, "Women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception." Such an incredible person.
An incredible person. And I think it is really important for all of us to remember, too, that this is a wife and a mother and a family member and a grandmother and all of these things. And so there is a family out there who is mourning and grieving her. You know, I think we were sort of as a collective, very divisive political whole. I mean, it was that night that Mitch McConnell, I think Friday night, had already issued a statement, or at worst by Saturday morning. And sometimes I think we forget that we're mourning an actual person who did end up becoming a cultural icon, which is really, I mean, how many of the Supreme Court judges, justices ever can you say became cultural icons? And she broke so many incredible barriers, you know, particularly for women being, you know, one of the first woman to graduate first in her class from Columbia Law School, things like that. These just time-honored things that she's done to advance women's rights in this country from a judicial standpoint. And one of the things that I think is really interesting is that, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg argued six cases in front of the Supreme Court before she became a justice. She won five of them. And one of her methods for doing this was to take cases where men thought they were being treated differently because of their sex, get winning that case, and then being able to write, well, now that this is precedent by the Supreme Court, you also have to treat women fairly. And this is literally how she got a lot of the work done that she did.
She did like reverse logic.
Basically.
And she was basically like, yeah, it doesn't feel very good, does it? So now we're just going to switch those and then boop-a-doop.
Yep.
She was so smart. She was, I mean, and you're right about her being a cultural icon, a pop icon. I mean, what other Supreme Court justices are you going to see on a t-shirt or on a wine canteen?
Right.
with Photoshop sunglasses on her. And, you know, she was the type of person where she's been such an icon for so long, and because this presidency has been such a dumpster fire, you look at people like her and you're like, you are our saving grace, please, please hang in there. And she was doing everything that she could. You know, there were these videos of her doing her little exercises and pushing her little weights and you know, overcoming cancer multiple times to hang in there. And I really do feel that she passed at this time to invigorate all of us to fight on her behalf. She said that her most fervent wish was for someone not to be in her seat before a new president was determined. And it is up to, you know, it's up to us to do everything in our power. It's not like you and me personally, but I mean, it's up to anybody who believes that this is wrong to have them push somebody through to fight it as she fought every single day of her life.
And fought cancer, Allie, like you said, for more than 20 years. Her initial cancer diagnosis of colon cancer was in 1999. And she basically fought colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, and two recurrences of colon cancer over these last 20 years. So it's pretty phenomenal that not only did she keep fighting for what she believed in terms of the rights of individuals in this country, and fighting for and representing and making decisions on laws that impacted LGBTQ people and marginalized people, and particularly women, and but also fighting cancer at the same time, and doing so in almost the opposite way of we think that how people should do it. She was notorious for writing very, very little at all. Even majority opinions, she would write very short of majority opinions, the few that she actually wrote. And when she would dissent, she would just say, "I respectfully dissent." And one of her most famous quotes is Bush v. Gore. You know, when there was that went to the Supreme Court.
Oh,
over
I
the
remember
election.
That.
Do you
yes.
remember that? Yeah. Uh-huh. It was the only time she ever removed the word respectfully. She just said,
yeah,
"I dissent."
She said, "I dissent." Mm-hmm. That's right.
And goosebumps. She was a small woman with big power and big presence. And sometimes she knew that just doing things like removing the word respectfully would echo throughout
speak volumes,
history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you see the pictures of her being sworn in, and she's so teeny and she's so young and she's like got her little hand up and you're like, "You are a force." And, you know, some people saying just like, "We didn't deserve you." She was a person who just, you know, there are some people that when they're born, they just have it. Mm-hmm. They just have that in them from day one. And she was those type of one of those people. And so she will be greatly missed, but absolutely not forgotten. She's somebody that will always be talked about and always be learned about in history. And RIP, Notorious RBG. We will move on and talk about other things. But what a fantastic person. And she will be deeply missed. Be right back with more Drop the Subject after this.
Drop the Subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the Subject with Allie and James. Thanks for checking out the show. If you're checking out for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the club. If you have been here and you're returning, welcome back. Follow us at DTS Show and leave us a review on our podcast. It really helps us out. Drop the Subject wherever you find your podcast. If you leave a review, I will 100% read it on the air, good or bad or otherwise. So we always love to hear from you. Interact with us anytime. It's time for the Monday Munch Report.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Yes, 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 yes.
What are you doing?
I'm blotting the grease.
It's the best part. Let me see that.
It's Monday, which means we talk about food. And I don't know if you feel burnt out from cooking in the year 2020. I've always been a person who says I love cooking. Now I'm realizing 12 years into my relationship that maybe that wasn't the best thing to say.
Because you're doing all of it now?
I am tasked with every single meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's okay. We talk about it in couples therapy. We're trying something new. But there was a suggestion that was made of a change from my mother. And I don't know if you've ever done those boxes, those subscription boxes before, James. But my mom, talking to my mom on the phone, we haven't caught up in a while, and she's going, "Yeah, I'm down to 130 pounds. And I was like, "What?
Wow.
And she was Mom. I've lost all this weight. I'm back to the weight I was when I got married. I was like, "Which time?
Which marriage, Ma?"
Yeah. And then she said it's because she's doing keto. And I was like, "Oh, my co-host is doing that, the keto." And So she said, "Well, also, I don't have to cook anything because I'm doing these subscription boxes. You should do them." And I'm going, is she telling me I should do them because she thinks I should lose weight or because she thinks that I'm overworked and doing too much?
Right.
And I was like, well, let's just go with it, Allie.
We all go there, right? We all go to the like, are you trying to say something? Like, is this a backhanded, like, you don't want to bring it up? But I gotcha.
But to be fair, in her defense, you're right. People do go there. But then maybe because when people do this stuff, when they do keto or when they do any kind of nutrition change, they love to talk about the nutrition change.
Of course they do. Yes. Which is why I know we've brought it up on the show because it's topical and interesting. And especially when I did it wrong last week, we talked about that, how dumb I am. Like, I think that's funny.
Because you were eating calories of bacon, was it?
Oh, my God. That one. It was like 15,000 or something crazy. But But I'm trying really hard not to be that guy. I'm trying really hard not to be the guy who like constantly is talking about whatever. Like, just do it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, great. Like, who cares?
Yes. And so she's not in that frame of mind. She's like, I'm doing keto. Here's how it works. I'm going to tell you everything about it. You eat all these fats, but you don't eat the carbs. So you eat protein and and you don't eat car. You know, she's like explaining it to me. And I'm like, okay, yes, I think this type of thing has been around for quite a while. But then she says, I'm going to buy you 1 month free subscription boxes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who does she get? Who does she use?
She uses Green Chef.
Oh.
Have you heard of that one?
No. Is that one of the ones where they send you all the raw materials and then you cook, or it's just already put together in a box?
I think I have to still cook. But I guess the change is that you're changing up the recipes, because I don't know about you, but cooking, when I actually cook, I cook the same. Like, I think I've got a Rolodex of about between 5 and 20 recipes that just are on a loop.
Just rotate through those? Right. Like your top 25 played on Apple Music, right?
Exactly. It's just shuffle playlist of recipes every day. And do you do that as well? Do you cook the same things all the time?
No. Yes. The Rolodex is 2 to 5 items. Yeah. Not to be confused, because I can cook lots of things. I know how to make a lot of things. We just only choose to make like 2 to 5 because Chris and I have both been on a diet for 42 and 48 years.
I see. And then what do you do? The other question, which I don't know if you can answer, is we have the subscription box now and you pick either keto or vegan or whatever. But what if you're two different things? How are you supposed to, like, I don't want to do vegetarian boxes and also have no carbs. There's going to be nothing. What do you eat?
Allie,
she's going to be a box of vegetables.
A chicken breast.
I guess.
Every day.
I'm just going to have a chicken breast because that's all, and then I'll have to eat whatever meals they send. So I will report back. I believe it starts this week, so I'll report back on how that's going.
Good job, Mom.
Good job, Mom. Thanks for buying me free stuff. And I don't know if it's politically motivated or what, but I'm just going to take the free stuff while I can get it.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
Drop the Subject with Allie and James. And this was a weekend of updates for a lot of people. It is update season, everybody. Apple made their announcement last week. iOS 14 was installed to everyone's phones. I'm sure some people don't have the updates installed yet, but yeah, I don't know about you, James. With me, as soon as I see Tim Cook take the stage, whether it's a virtual stage or a regular one, I am waiting for that update. And then I want to install it and see all of the things that I probably won't learn how to do. But
because we're right, with every update, they're like, look at these 400,000 things you can do now. And are you that person too? This is me. I will do like two of them. Like,
yeah,
two
I'm
of
like,
the new
oh, that
cool
one. I'm like emoji related. Okay, that I can probably grasp.
Yep.
And then I try and do like one video with me as a pig head, and then I move on with my life.
And then that's it. Like, you're like, all the other, these people, you know, thousands of people who have been working on these updates for however many years, whatever, bringing all this new cool stuff, taking all of our feedback. You know, every time they ask you, do you want to provide feedback to Apple? No. But like all the people who actually do that. And then we use pig emoji voice thingies. Right. That's about it.
But when I download those updates, or when you download them on your computer or whatever, doing any kind of update is annoying at first because it's a change and we fear change. We know this. Anytime something is different, you're used to looking at your phone and seeing a certain thing. And then when you don't see that thing anymore or a button goes away, everyone freaks the F out and they're like, bring back the home button. And now there are no more home buttons. All of the Apple products are homeless. And now I do not miss the home button. I never even think about it anymore. Now when I see a home button on something, I'm like, oh, what are you, from the 80s?
Right. God. Oh, you're probably back on an iPhone 6.
Right. But everybody has been sharing their home screens. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. Everybody was screenshotting their new home screens because the big thing is, of course, there's exciting things like you can search for emojis now instead of having to use that little, instead of the word suggestion feature, you can actually search for the emoji you're looking for, which I think will collectively save about millions of minutes of people's lives. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. That one's new to me too.
Yeah, you can type in a text message, you can type in like smiley face and it'll show up.
Pull up the smile. Oh, sweet.
So you don't have to scroll through 8,000 pages of emojis to find like a man playing golf. You can just say golf.
Golf, man, golf. Oh, well, I mean, it was kind of doing that before. Yeah.
Kind of, but now there's like an actual search bar.
Oh, that's
where you can
awesome.
Type in the words.
That'll be my one thing.
The that there you go. That'll That's be your one it, thing. Done. Well, how
Thanks.
About this?
This is drop the subject. This is great subject. No.
Picture in picture is another amazing new feature. So for FaceTime, I can move. I'm looking at you on FaceTime right now. I can move you all over my screen while I do other things. And if you're watching a movie trailer or something on YouTube, you can position it, move it around to different parts of your phone, or you can just put it off to the side if you want to continue doing what you do and only hear the audio of that.
What? Stop yeah. it. That's awesome.
But it's all about the widgets. And you were telling me about the widgets before the weekend hit. You were like, I don't know, there's widgets. And I was like, what are those? And you were like, I don't know.
There are just some things. And I have to drive Chris crazy because he's the guy who stays up and watches it and records it and does it. He's the person who does do 999 of the 1,000 new things. And the one thing he did show me was like, you can pull these widgets and you can, if you swipe, I don't know, right to get to the left or whatever it is, you see, and then you can put your calendar there and there's this like stackable widget and you can scroll through stuff and there's like the weather and the time and whatever. And so I actually did that. I did do the thing where you swipe and then because I can see my calendar, I set lots of alarms and timers for myself. So I put that there. I put a couple of other things there, and I really, really sort of dig that, like a
but
lot.
But then, have you dragged the widgets onto the main part of your phone?
I did at first, and I don't like that.
It's not just seeing a bunch of square apps. You're seeing bigger screen, smaller app. Like, you can see your calendar bigger, or you can see stocks will take up half of one of your screens. Yeah. Things
maybe
like that.
Maybe
you don't
I
want
need
any
to
of that?
Dig a little more. I mean, maybe.
I'm gonna
yeah.
take a picture of my home screen right now. I'm gonna send it to you. I want you to.
Sweet.
I want to show you what I've done, but you also are here. So hold on, I gotta get rid of you. Your face.
You're like,
even
you
though
have
a beautiful
away.
Face.
Dude, picture in picture me. That's like super awesome.
You're picture in pictured right now, and I'm sending you. And I can also double tap Jesse, and I can add him to the conversation. But hold on one sec. I'm gonna send this to you.
Why on earth would you remove him from the conversation?
Okay, hold on. I'm removing
Who
him
is
from
Jesse?
The conversation.
Oh and my then, gosh, look at that. You have all
are
this
you seeing
stuff
it?
Going on. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. This is great.
So there you go. I'm very proud, and this is why I'm just one of the suckers that's tweeting out their home screen. Jesse's telling us to close up shop. We'll be right back. 2 minute break here on Drop the Subject. You probably need it after this. We'll see you soon.
Drop the Subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the Subject, Allie and James. You've done a lot of reading. One of the things you may have read years ago, men are from Mars, Russians are from Venus. No, I did not say that incorrectly. You did learn originally that men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but apparently according to Dmitry Rogozin, head of the Russian space corporation Roscosmos, thank you, Allie, that during a, you know, the world-renowned Hella Russia. The 2020 exhibition.
You're being hella rushy.
You're being
I need some
rushy.
Time.
It's the International Expo of the Helicopter Industry in Moscow. Oh, that convention we all know about. We hear about every year, right? The big helicopter convention in Moscow. Well, during that, Dmitry Rogozin said, oh, well, Russia, resuming Venus exploration is our agenda. We think that Venus is a Russian planet, so we shouldn't lag behind. What?
Okay. Well, I have some thoughts on this. Number one, when you're a kid, just calling something makes it yours. Just saying, I called it, it's mine.
That's like the game My Car. Did you ever play that?
What?
The game My Car.
What's that? Is that calling shotgun?
It's literally you're on the bus, and as cars go by, you just be like, ooh, that's my car. And if you call it,
I think I have
it's
to
your that. It's your car, right?
It's just that, I mean, those are the kinds of games that give you endless entertainment when you're 10 years old or right. 8 years old or whatever. When you're a grown-ass adult and you're actually running an entire country, I don't know if that mentality still flies, but what do you do when they just call it? When they're like, all right, well, I called it. Venus is Russian. Venus is Russia. That's ours.
I mean,
because we've been doing some studies and things on Russia, and it seems very Russian-y. So we're just going to say that's our planet. What the hell are we supposed to do when you start taking... I mean, this is literally like Marvin the Martian.
Uh-huh. Right.
Flying out to space, Looney Tunes style, putting a flag on a planet and being like, I'm claiming this planet. Blunk. And then, this is mine.
That was
and
good.
Then you have to fight with Bugs Bunny.
Right. Well, so clearly what we need to do is then send Bugs Bunny Like, he should be, yes. You know, we sent dogs and monkeys to space first. Clearly, we just need to send Bugs in his best drag, their best drag. Oh. I'd be like, Bugs is gender non-binary.
Yeah, Bugs is there.
And we'll send Bugs to Venus. It'll be great. But, you know, the European Space Agency, our peeps over in Europe, actually aren't helping the whole cause, by the way, because they were like, well, the Russians do have significant experience when it comes to Venus. They were carrying out. Right. They have a unique, Russia has still preserved its unique expertise, is what they say, in designing and developing landing craft for Venus between 1967 and 1984. Dude, that was like math. 34 years ago, 36 right. years ago. Like, no, you don't get to just claim Venus now just because you think it's Russian or whatever. And why are the Europeans helping out? It's like, you don't get to just influence our election and then put in our own president that you want in the... Oh, wait.
Oh, got it.
Oh, they did. Oh,
they did do that, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Venus is cold.
Is it cold? Yeah, it is. It's like super cold. Yeah,
I think it's frigidly freezing, which and is very Russian.
It is very Russian. It also is not, as far as we know, habitable. Like,
true.
If
they have gas there though now. What if they what if there is life and then they want
the gases.
All the gases. So James, what do you think? Saturn, ours?
On.
Do you want to just claim?
Yeah, I think Saturn belongs to drop the subject. It is the largest. It is all by right. far the largest. It's by far the most influential. Its gravitational pull actually impacts the elliptical routes of other planets, like beyond our sun and our black hole. Like, Jupiter's gravity is so big, it impacts us. And Jesse's correcting us, by the way, on the spot. Apparently, Venus is 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, then it should belong to the gays because we're hot.
Because we're so hot.
We're so hot.
Us and Paris Hilton. That's so
all right. Hot. All right, Russians, it's on. This is a cause worth fighting for. We're picking our battles, and the next one is ownership of Venus. Let's band together, Channel Q-ians.
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the subject with Ali and James. Do you love the holidays? Maybe you hate them, and this is a great year for you. Or maybe you love them and you're just reaching a mania where you're celebrating all of them at once. For whatever reason, peeps are not going to be a thing this year. And it has everybody talking. My God, so many people are upset and you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I can't tell you the last time I bought any
type
kind of
type 2 diabetes. Oh, that's great, because the first thing I hear when people talk about peeps going away is I'm like, oh, thank God. We don't need
sugar-coated marshmallow birds. what a shame.
Right. We wonder why kids are like lunatics after Halloween. And then peeps are always the thing that you know will last for forever. So your kids are eating peeps for like Easter. And you're like, there's not Easter peeps. There's still like Halloween peeps or whatever.
Halloween peeps are going away too. And I don't know what I think when Halloween rolls around, I can't help but think of what my parents went through when I ate like 17,000 pounds of candy in one day. And I was, but I think that you reach a sugar high. Maybe it's something we could talk about at some point, what happens in your body, because I feel like you get a sugar rush, but then when you pass the threshold and you eat like that 17th Snicker bar, you reach food coma and they cancel each other out again. And then somehow you're just like laying on the couch watching Hocus Pocus and passing out.
Yeah. I was going to say that some sort of like diabetic complication. It's called diabetic ketoacidosis. No, I'm kidding. We're not, kids are not going into DKA from eating ice cream unless they are diabetic. But no, they get pretty close. Actually, your physiology is not too far off. You get wild and crazy and then you crash and then you fall asleep usually.
Okay. Well, it got us thinking about what holiday traditions should go away, right? There are a lot of things going away this year that need to go away, like handshakes and communal seating. But what about holidays?
Being nice to people. I'm kidding.
Being nice and not screaming in people's faces without a mask on. Right. No. The holiday traditions that maybe should go away. You know, you think about things like elf on a shelf. That's a tradition where you put an elf on a shelf and the elf is watching you. Even when you sleep, it's watching you and judging you based on the good deeds or lack thereof. And the whole we're being watched thing, I think we can just release that from the narrative of Christmas and the holidays, that somebody is watching you and taking notes on what you're doing in your life and placing value on those things, because A, we're doing that enough, and so is our Apple Watch. And
I feel seen.
All of our technology. Yes, you feel seen because you are being seen because by being every seen. Piece of technology you have.
But
so
this,
Santa
this surprises
is really
me.
Just Apple. Uh-huh.
Santa is really just Apple. Right. This has been a conspiracy the whole time. This surprises me, though, about you, Allie, because you're the person who's like totally fine with Big Brother just knowing your business and watching you all the time. Like, so if Alexa and Apple and Santa and the, you know, monster in your closet and everyone is watching you all the time, the Tooth Fairy, like, why aren't you cool with Elf on the Shelf? Like, it's just one more in a long line of people who are already watching you.
I think that it's easier for me when it's a robot. When it's a person with weird stripy stockings, and they've got those dangly legs over my shelf and they're staring at me with eyes that move.
You and your dangly legs.
You and your weird stripy dangly legs. Then I don't like it.
I do know the human manifestation of the Elf on the Shelf, by the way. Like, I think we should have him on the show when we get closer to the holidays.
Oh, let's
and,
do it.
And I want... Well, I mean, I will start that segment off with talking about how you want to cancel him. Like in the middle of cancel culture, you're like, I'm canceling the Elf on the Shelf.
What holiday tradition do you think should stay in the past?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, just, the whole holiday?
The whole holiday.
Okay. I think that's going to be a tough one, James, to get rid of. I did Elf on a Shelf and you did all of Thanksgiving.
Go big or go home, Allie Johnson. If there's if there is a holiday that has just been completely misrepresented and has turned into, I mean, they've all turned into something that they shouldn't be, right? Like if you are a Christian and you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, Christmas is not about you getting that new Apple Watch under the tree and being pissed if you don't. Like that's not Christmas, right? Thanksgiving, I'm not a fan of someone with indigenous blood inside of me and just being an American and knowing the history of our country. I'm not a super fan of celebrating the white folks that came over and this like big old lie that we continue to tell people and why we sit down and eat turkey. So I feel like we should either change it into like Indigenous Peoples Day and we should actually do some learning and do some cool stuff there, or the third Thursday of every November, we just get off for like... What is it? What's the seven deadly sins when you eat too much? Gluttony Day.
Oh, Gluttony Day.
Yeah. Mm. Why don't we just call it Gluttony Day? Because that's what it is. And you hang out with the fam and you watch some football and it's a good old fashioned time. It's great. Let's just not call it Thanksgiving.
We could just call it Turkey Day then.
I suppose.
You could just make it about turkey. But then the vegans, I don't know what they're going to do. They don't get
then
the day off.
It's a Tofurkey Day. Fine.
Tofurkey Day. I'm just going to take the day off and be...
Gassy.
Peak it and gassy. We'll be back with more Drop the Subject.
Drop the Subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the Subject presents News It or Lose It.
Drop the Subject, Valley and James. It is News It or Lose It time. You know you want it. You know you got it. I've got two headlines. James has two headlines, but we can only news one of each. The other we lose and never speak about again. Are you ready to hear your headlines, James?
Who am I ever?
All right. Headline number one. Man spills hot coffee on his genitals and is now suing Starbucks for a lot of money.
No. You did coffee is hot, boo-boo. Sorry, unless you ordered an ice one, it is assumed coffee. No, this is like that McDonald's story the other time. Whatever. No.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I think I misspoke. It's tea this time. Does that change your mind?
No, tea is even more hot than coffee. Hotter. Right. There we go. Hotter.
You know what? I'm glad that you lost it because then I get to tell you about the new reality show where your grand prize is going to space.
I'm so in. Let's sign up now. Let's do it.
All right, cool. What are your headlines?
Screw this radio show. Christopher Maloney's nudes are ready to share.
I don't know who that is.
Law and Order SVU. He's like the daddy of all daddies. He's like the most popular daddy on Twitter and Facebook right now. He also, Instagram. He also was one of the main principal vampires at the end of True Blood.
Oh, okay. He's not seen True Blood. I'm gonna lose it simply because I'm gay and I don't know. I can't picture it clearly.
Don't. Damn it. That was really just for everybody else. He's not really leaking his nudes, but, you know, clickbaity title. Fine.
Oh.
Then you get to hear about the Alaskan dentist who extracted a patient's tooth on a hoverboard has been sentenced to 12 years in jail.
I'm excited because I keep seeing that headline and I've not actually clicked on that clickbait. So I can't wait to hear. But let me tell you first about this new reality show.
Por favor.
The world's first space travel reality show has been created, or it's being created. It's called Space Hero. And the winner receives the biggest prize that has ever been given away on national television.
Hell yeah.
Contestants compete in a series of puzzles, physical and problem-solving challenges, competing for the grand prize of a trip to space, a 10-day stay at the International Space Station, which will also be documented on air and aired on national television. It's not Project Runway. It is Project Milky Way. And I am so excited for this.
Is that really what it's called, Project Milky Way?
No. It's called Space Hero.
Oh, Space Hero. That's a good one, Allie Johnson. Your brain's on fire. You're awake today. You're awake.
Thank you.
That is fantastic. Okay, so, all right. We should have done this as like a whole segment, a whole show, because I have so many questions about how we apply and what do they require and what is there? Is there an age limit? Because, you know, I'm getting up there a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I imagine they have all kinds of criteria, right? Because if you are, say, 95 years old and you've always wanted to go to the International Space Station, they're like, that might be a one-way trip for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Grandma, you're just a little bit too old. Did you hear this story about this dentist who filmed himself, or one of his staff people filmed him extracting a person's tooth while he was on one of those little hoverboard things, like hoverboard on two wheels, and he comes in, yanks the tooth out, and then hoverboards away. Seth Lockhart, 35, was convicted, are you ready for this, on 46 felony and misdemeanor counts.
What?
This video made them go after this dude. Medical assistance fraud, scheme to defraud, illegal practice of dentistry, and all of these other things about his practice. And then they got to reckless endangerment. So it's not just from him extracting this tooth, but it was the video of him going up, extracting this tooth on a hoverboard led officials to investigate this guy. And apparently he's been defrauding like insurance companies and whatever for years. So Seth Lockhart, 35, former dentist of Alaska, you about to lose your job.
Your job. Get this dance. I have so many questions and we don't have any time for you to answer them. If you agree to let somebody extract your tooth while the person's on a hoverboard, that's on you, my friend.
She didn't. That's why she pressed charges. Didn't. She's knocked out. She's under laughing gas.
She had no idea that he was on a hoverboard. Idea.
And then she sees on dude's Instagram like a few days later that he extracted her tooth. And she's like, whoa, wait a minute. So like she calls the authorities. It launches a whole investigation. Like, because he's trying to be like Insta famous or whatever. Like, yeah. No, she did not agree to this at all, which is why it was a big, big deal. So who knows what the dentists are doing under laughing gas, extracting teeth on hoverboards.
I mean, hey, everyone wants to be an Instagram star these days, including dentists. But, you know, stick to the safe ones. Stick to your own animals. Just putting them into boxes and giving them cucumbers. Okay, that's the tried and true stars of the internet. We'll be right back with more Drop the Subject after this 2-minute break.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
Been a heck of a Monday around here on Drop the Subject. And I'm James, that's Allie. And along with us right now is this guy you might have heard us reference before. His name is Jesse. He's our brand new producer. It's day one of Jesse being here. Congratulations. I'm just going to keep this thing going, by the way, Jesse. So you're just going to have to play along. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Does that mean I get the higher on bonus again?
No, absolutely not.
No, let's go ahead and just move right past that question.
Just like, really? Day one, you're asking for more money. Okay. So all of this career coaching we've done has just gone nowhere, right? Like, you don't ask for more money on day one. I digress. It's been a super fun Monday show. If you miss anything on this show, please download our podcast. We are a podcast as well as a radio show. Radio.com, Search for Drop the Subject or wherever you get your podcast. Give us 5 stars. Give us a review. Allie will read your review on the air. When you do that, you will learn why Venus is Russian.
How I or feel why about it's people. Gay.
Or why it's gay. Or are women really from there? Some holiday traditions that we thought should maybe stay or go. Lots of fun things on the podcast. Be sure to download that. But on Friday, we assigned Jesse a movie for young people watching old movies. And we need to see if he actually even did it.
Yeah, we need to bring Jesse is on because we have some questions for him. First of all, you texted us over the weekend and said, where is the movie? Where can I watch it? And we said HBO Max. And you said it's not there anymore. And then you said that it was on a different platform and it got removed from there. How did you end up watching it?
Yeah, so I originally went on Hulu, took it off, moved to HBO Max. It's gone from there too. I found like a sketchy website that had it like half the movie.
Like and then dark every web? Two, like were you yeah, also it, buying Toes and Elbows?
Yeah, that was like the little pop-up for Toes and Elbows.
I mean, it would go in line with Drop Dead Gorgeous.
3-day shipping. Yeah. It should be here tomorrow.
3-day shipping on Toes and take advantage.
Yeah, so it was just half the movie, poor quality, and every like 2 or 3 minutes an ad would pop up, but I got through it.
Okay, so every 2 to 3 minutes an ad would pop up for Toes, Elbows, and other things that you can buy on the dark web, but eventually you were able to watch the entirety of the movie, which I'm sure took then at that point probably 2 to 3 times as long. But before we get into Jesse's review of this movie, this is a tried and true favorite of both James and
I'm not sure. Go, right, but they get it. They get it.
Is there a conspiracy among why is this movie constantly being removed from platforms? Is it because it doesn't hold up anymore? Is it because it offends people? Where is your head at with this?
It is something of an offensive movie for sure, especially when you go back and watch it now. You're like, whoa, I don't even think satirically people would be able to get away with some of that stuff now. There are some big heavy hitter names in there. And my theory, Allie, is that one of these names
keeps
pulling the movie down, doesn't want it. Or one of these names has some sort of contract tied to this movie that she gets paid a boatload of money when it's aired, like from whatever platform, and those platforms don't want to pay all that money. Like maybe Kirsten Dunst was really, really smart when she signed that contract, and she was like, every time this movie goes up, I get $1.5 million. And HBO Max is like, well, we're not paying you that just to run it on our platform. You know, I think it's something like that.
Well, I mean, if you think about the scenes that people would not like, I mean, Brittany Murphy does say the R word in it. A lot of people say the R word, but Allison Janney's in it. So I would imagine, but she doesn't say anything bad, at least not that I can think of. Kirsten Dunst, I'm sure, says something at one point, but you've got Denise Richards, you've got Kirstie Alley.
Says something bad. So does Kirstie Alley, right? They have to say so. Well, their dad, right? When they're talking about Sammy Davis Jr., that's pretty rough.
You know? Oh, yes, that's right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, you know, it remains to be seen. I think that we should somehow salvage that movie. But some things, I guess, do remain in the past, rightfully so. But here's, without further ado, Jesse's 30-second rendition of Drop Dead Gorgeous, his 30-second review. This is Young People Watching Old Movies.
Drop the Subject presents Young People Watching Old Movies.
So, Drop Dead Gorgeous, an annual beauty pageant in the small town of Mount Rose, Minnesota, which neighbor Schitt's Creek turns ridiculously competitive and ultimately chaotic in a style that feels like an episode of The Office and long-form sketch comedy was adopted by Diane Sawyer. It's a movie that only goes well with lots of butter and features Kristen Dunst as Amber Atkins, who dodges death multiple times only to come in second to Becky, who wins the pageant and then dies quickly in a swan flow accident. Ding, fries are up.
This has been Young People Watching Old Movies. Yes, looking at you,
Jesse, kid. That was good. You got lots of references in there. People who know the movie will definitely appreciate those references. I thought that was good. Again, we have some diction things that maybe we could work on.
I think I made out about 4 words in that 30-second period. But I would, you know what I would love to see? I would love to see Jesse pitching million-dollar ideas to people and having them just get not excited about it at all.
I think this is a new segment, right? I think we should, like, literally someone... Like
pitch Twitter to me.
Right, right. Or like the clap on or whatever. Like clap on. And, you know, it was like huge TV idea. And Jesse, anyway, right. Whatever. We are a huge radio idea. And you should listen again, download the podcast. And we'll be back tomorrow. We love you. Drop the subject.
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.